This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I don't think they're that far off. I don't think they're that far off. You know, famous last words, right? But I think we're going to get there.
Welcome to the week. As we kick it off here on America Tonight, we're not that far off, according to the Prez. Kate Delaney, ATN. I'll tell you what, it's kind of a mixed bag out there across the land. There's no question. I did an unofficial poll over the weekend and found pretty much split 50-50. Some say thumbs up, believe it or not, and some say thumbs down to what's being discussed as far as the Senate is concerned with after the unveiling of the health care plan. And as you know, you've got to reconcile it, so meaning whatever happens with the House, once the Senate vote happens, because the Senate first, you can't count on it. The Senate has to give the thumbs up, and then it gets moved along to be reconciled. Interesting. So coming up in this hour, more on health care, what's coming up this week in Washington. Going to mix in a little sports convo, a couple of interesting things happened, and some interesting comments, certainly, from John McEnroe, who talked smack about Serena Williams as we get closer to the U.S. Open. Once the summer rolls in, I think Wimbledon, and then I think of the U.S. Open in August and September, which is, by the way, our biggest sporting event. So you heard what Donald Trump had to say. How about the Democrats? Here's one who never shies away from how he feels about the Republicans and their version of health care. Chuck Schumer, the longtime senator from New York.
The bill is just devastating, and that's what's making it so hard for them to pass it. Here's what it does. It kills the middle class and gives money to the wealthy.
All right, kills the middle class, gives money to the wealthy. That pretty much is the mantra of most of the Dems. Is that true? Is it not true? You know, this is the bottom line for me is, everybody asks me, what's your opinion? I think healthcare is bogus in this country. I do. I always say this. What's in your wallet? Take out the card. Do you know what's covered? Do you know what's not covered? Are you happy with your healthcare? Are you happy with your doctor? Are you happy with the system? I can tell you I'm happy with my doctor. I'm happy with my doctor because he makes it work for whatever the situation is, whoever it is that's coming to him. He figures out a way to make it work. And I think the thing with healthcare is it's a guessing game, and the better your primary physician knows you, the better chance you have of surviving, let's face it, seriously. Because they know when you tell them this, this, and this, they're charting what's happened in the course of, if you're lucky, your lifetime, but at least part of your lifetime, because we all move around so much, let's face it. And I don't think we're going to have an easy vote in the Senate anyway. This is going to drag for a while. This is not going to be an up-and-down deal. I don't believe it's going to be open and shut. I'd be shocked, frankly, if it is. But if there's enough votes there, I mean, if there's enough votes there, then there you go. What's interesting is the CBO is going to release the Senate health care bill score on Monday. Now, the Congressional Budget Office, for those of you who don't know the acronym, supposedly it's bipartisan. Doesn't swing right, doesn't swing left, but it includes what this thing will include is the cost estimates for the bill and how many Americans won't or will be covered. Now, last week they released a statement saying they were working with the Joint Committee on Taxation to prepare an estimate for the health care plan, period. So the Senate will start the procedural vote on health care this upcoming Wednesday, a week after Mitch McConnell unveiled the proposal to replace health care reforms enacted by the previous president, Obama, and it's similar to the House passed American Health Care Act, but it has additional funding to stabilize insurance exchanges. The CBO projects the House bill would cut the federal deficit by $119 billion by 2016, but increase the number of people who were uninsured by 23 million, and that number shocked a ton of people. So what is the Senate deal going to reveal? There's at least five Republican senators who aren't on board with this thing. Mike Lee from Utah, Ted Cruz, the Texas Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky, Ron Johnson, Wisconsin, and Dean Heller from Nevada. They say they're not going to vote for the bill in its current form. They won't do it. So it's a numbers game, and the number could include the vice president if they get close enough. If they don't get close enough, then they don't have the votes, and it's not going to pass. So it is dicey, which is why the president jumped in front of it and said, you know, this health care bill has this, and this in it. You know, even Kellyanne Conway, who's trotted out to talk on the Sunday show, said we're slowing Medicaid growth, but not cutting it, because there was a fear that Medicaid would be cut. And they think they're going to get this health bill passed midweek. So Wednesday is D-Day. It's a very, very big day, hump day, as to whether or not that really happens. I mean, listen, the Texas Senator John Cornyn believes that this bill won't get delayed, that it will go, that it's going to happen. But then you got even Senator Susan Collins from Maine saying she's very concerned about the cuts in coverage for older people with serious chronic illnesses. And what's that impact on lower income Americans? Because the senators are also worried about their own turf. They have to get elected. It's a game of numbers for them, too. So the reason I'm telling you how so many senators feel is because it's numbers. This is all numbers that we're talking about, and numbers of votes. No votes ain't happening. Because you can only step around it so much, and then you step in it. And those that are running for re-election, what are their constituents saying? What are they calling with? What kind of concerns? Even Ron Johnson, who is like, I'm not on board with this, from Wisconsin, he says, why are we rushing the process? Let's just show the people what it is. Now, if you go to the completely opposite ends of this, and a guy who ran for president, Senator Bernie Sanders, the independent from Vermont, said there's no way on God's earth, no way on God's earth, that this bill should be passed this week. Shouldn't be passed. Chuck Schumer, who you heard, gives it a 50-50 chance. He says it's devastating. Devastating. Let's see what the CBO has to say. And the CBO releasing the estimate of the bill's impact in the next few days will have an impact, I think, on what happens with the bill on Wednesday. That's why Trump over the weekend started to pressure the potential Republican holdouts and said things like, I can't imagine that these fine Republican senators would allow the American people to suffer a broken Obamacare any longer. That's what he tweeted out. It's a 140 character world. He knows how to use it, that's for sure. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can flip me an email, americatonight.net, or tweet me, Kate S. Delaney. I'm jumping the fence. I'll meet you there.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you.
And a sad tourist boat sitting have in common. We're talking about it right here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. What a start to the week. Let's start with the big hack, John Kasich. Oh, his website was hacked with pro-Islamic State messages. Can you imagine the panic among his staffers? Well, here's what happened. A bunch of Ohio websites, including the Gov's, got jammed up with these messages that supported ISIS and opposed the presidency of Trump. They were taken offline by Sunday afternoon, I think, pretty much. But it was up there for a while. I mean, it was all stuff that there was a black background. And the message said, anti-government all word. You will be held accountable. Trump, you and your people, for every drop of blood flowing in Muslim countries. I love Islamic State. Now, the Ohio Treasurer, Josh Mandel, a Republican who has really said a lot about terrorism, it's kind of the cornerstone of his push to become a senator, also captured a screenshot of the message saying on Facebook, radical Islam infiltrating the heartland. So not good, but this was a hack, and that's what's so scary, and how easy it is to get this hack on in these government websites, and certainly for the people of Ohio. The technology staff is doing what it can to restore the computer systems. All the effective servers, the ones that got slammed, hacked, whatever, boom, they're all done. They're offline. Yeah. See, that's what I want to know. The clock is ticking. How long before they get it up? Right? Mm-hmm. And it's taken some time. All right, I said the other thing was the Incredible Hulk. You know, I met this guy one time. I used to live in the Central Coast of California when I was just a kid. I loved it. Santa Barbara, Morro Bay, Pismo Beach. Oh, I couldn't get enough of it. And this was just a little brush with him. It was at, I want to say it was at Pismo Beach. It was some comic thing, and it was a radio deal I was doing. But anyway, a father and son at the Fanboy Expo Comic-Con got a little help from the Incredible Hulk. Frank McAllister put this out on Facebook, said he and his son were at the convention in Knoxville to meet the people behind the animated characters he grew up watching. They had his picture taken, he and his son had their picture taken with Lou Ferrigno, who, of course, played the Incredible Hulk in the Marvel Comics character-based television show, the same name. The two stopped. They started to talk with the actor-slash-bodybuilder. That's when he noticed Ted was shaking and having difficulty getting his words out. Ferrigno leaned over to Frank and told him Ted was trying to say something he couldn't understand. He knew immediately he was having a seizure. Ferrigno ran to grab a hold of him before he collapsed. Then he cleared the booth where they were standing. He sat on the floor. Ferrigno called for paramedics. They responded, but the whole time, I guess, he made sure he had everything he needed, so he didn't just get up and scream for other people to help him. And then the EMTs came. He was okay. He recovered. You know, of course, had his picture taken, all that kind of stuff. But he said it was something about the fact that he hung out there with him and waited and didn't just jump up and all that other kind of stuff. And apparently, and this makes sense because, as I said, I ran into him in the Central Coast. He volunteers 20 to 30 hours a month as a reserve deputy for the Los Angeles and San Luis Obispo County Sheriff's Departments. And he's deputized, I guess, in 8 other states. And on Sunday, he was wearing a pin of a pink sheriff star from Webb County, Texas. So he said, it's funny it happened at the table. It's a strange environment, but I'm glad it happened there because I knew exactly what to do. So good for Lou Ferrigno that he responded. Of course he did. And this story, boy, this one takes your breath away. I hate to hear these kind of things, but 9 people died, 28 missing. A tourist boat sinks in Colombia. It capsized near Medellin. You had firefighters, Air Force pilots searching for survivors. It was a ferry. And a flotilla of recreational boats and jet skis got there as fast as they could. They were pulling people from the boat as it went down. XO could have been even worse. And there's just the videos. I saw some of the videos. It's completely dramatic. I mean, awful. No matter how fast you respond. I mean, 99 people were rescued. 40 found a way to shore on their own and were in good condition. So you had the people that were killed and about 28 still missing. And that is a miracle. I looked at this boat and I thought, you know, I told this story a couple of weeks ago where I was on a ferry from, Manhattan, lower Manhattan, Battery Park area, in fact, and I think that's where they leave now. They leave from there to go to the Statue of Liberty. And the boat was so heavy on one side that it felt like we were going to tip over. And it was a giant boat. You just don't think of that, right? And I remember that people immediately ran to the other side, and I thought, oh, we got to get off this boat. This boat's going to sink. And here we are right in the middle of the Hudson. But somehow, they even got on the loudspeaker and balanced it out to say some people needed to go to one side of the boat. It's like, what? No, everybody's sitting on the one side of the boat, so that doesn't work. We have to move people over. Wow. And this is sad because where these people were touring was definitely a tourist area. The reservoir where they were surrounds this rocky kind of outcrop, El Penola. It's a very popular weekend destination. It's about an hour from Medellin. And it was very busy because it's a long holiday weekend there. So the boat was jammed. It was jammed with people, no doubt. But how awful. And how great, on the other hand, that people responded the way they did to immediately help. So they're not, you know, so not everybody went down. Nobody was idle. In other words, I'm on a jet ski, boom, I see something happen, I'm over there. Just was, you know, that flotilla I described, it's got, you know, it gets me right here in my throat because I think, I love it. I love that other people reach out to people they don't know and instead of saying, don't get involved. I can't do anything to help those people. No. Immediately, they respond. They make the move. They don't wait. What do? Go right over to try to see what they can do to help. How can they help? What can they do to remove those people, get them out of the way of the sinking boat, and bravo. Bravo for that. Absolutely. Hey, coming up on the show, we're going to talk about McEnroe's words about Serena Williams and where she would be ranked if she were playing on the men's circuit. It's just brutal. Oh, just brutal. Then Jordan Spieth with an incredible bunker shot at the Travelers and what that meant to him as far as being in the win column or not. And then some odds and ends as well from over the weekend. Hopefully you had a great weekend. I had a chance to get out there and play some golf, and oh my, I think the words to Oh Canada are just stuck in my head. I played with my pal Christine, and she was good. She was like the A player. She was supposed to be the B player, and she got some new clubs, two of the clubs that I have actually. They're called hot launches, and boy, she was smoking with those clubs. We had terrible weather, so the ground was soaked. I couldn't do much, but the Canadians made sure that we didn't break the rules, measuring everything. Oh, my. You Canadians, and I know we have a bunch of you listening. You are sticklers for the rules. I would never break a rule. Never. Stay with us. Back in a second.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Guitar licks. We gotta get to the good part. I don't think we're gonna get there. Here it is. Ready? Sing it with me. Guess who this band is? Two chicks, right? Name Heart. She certainly could belt it out. The Wilson Sisters. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney and Mika tonight. So, speaking of belting it out, John McEnroe, he doesn't care about controversy, right? He says whatever he thinks. He is the ultimate New Yorker and tennis player back in the day. So, he wrote a memoir, his first one, You Cannot Be Serious. Now he's updated the book, and it's hitting bookshelves across the country next week. He was on NPR with Lulu Garcia Navarro, who asked McEnroe about Serena Williams and said, you know, we're talking about male players, but there's, of course, this great female player. Let's talk about Serena. You say she's the best female player in the world in the book. And McEnroe says, best female player ever, no question. And then she says, some wouldn't qualify it? Some would say she's the best player in the world. Why qualify it? And McEnroe said, she's not, you mean, the best player in the world, period. And the host said, yeah, the best tennis player in the world. You know, why say female? And he said, well, because if she was in, if she played the men's circuit, she'd be like 700 in the world. Oh, he said he didn't think that it meant anything about Serena not being an incredible player. But the reality of what would happen, it would be different against men. And he did say on any given day she could beat some players. She's strong mentally. She could overcome some situations where players would choke because she's been in it so many times in these situations in Wimbledon and the U.S. Open and all of that. But if she just had to play the circuit, the men's circuit, it'd be a different story. And so then she said, and this was pretty interesting, I mean, he implied, I guess, that he had a chance of beating Serena. And she said, you really think at 60 you could possibly beat Serena Williams, like maybe pregnant? And he said, the way you put that makes me think that you have your doubts. I don't know. So McEnroe does heap a lot of praise on Serena's ability a lot of times. He talks about her greatness, exactly. And I guess the context was he said against men, no. There was even, you know, a couple of tweets and stuff that were out there, but it just brings up why, I don't know, why say 700? Well, she'd be 700 against the men. I mean, who knows? Are we still back there where we're comparing? I guess so. I mean, I guess so. I don't know. It didn't explode as much as it would have. It wasn't as explosive, I think, as it could have been. Or maybe that's just because some people haven't really heard. But I don't know. I'm going to ask you, for the rest of this week, I'm going to take an unofficial poll on this. You know how I like my unofficial polls. I am the poll princess. So send me your ideas on this. Serena Williams, was he right? Was McEnroe right about it? I mean, hey, would she be 700? On the circuit, if she was playing against guys, pound for pound, would she be 700? All you have to do is go to americatonight.net, click on contact, boom, and let it fly, and let's see where that falls, because I'm curious. McEnroe can't help himself. He does say what he thinks, I'll give him that. He doesn't shy away from controversy, and I think he really believes that and really means that. He does think she's a phenomenal player, but he doesn't think she could really compete with the men. That's pretty much what he's saying, except for that once in a while she might be able to do it. But like I say, once in a while, a squirrel has to find an acorn, right? So something has to happen there. Johnny Mac. I'm going to say I think she'd be better than 700. Would she struggle against some men? Of course she would. Would she struggle against all of them? No, she wouldn't. I've seen her hit, and she bombs that ball. I've seen the male hitting partners that she's played with when I've had that great view, the media passes that I've had out at the Paribas Open especially. But even at the U.S. Open, I've gotten close enough to Serena to watch. I mean, I've been out there where you're right there and you're watching her. And it's incredible what she does even in practice and how fit she is. Speaking of being fit, Jordan Spieth has struggled a little bit in the beginning of the year, and then he's turned it around. So I'll tell you what, this guy can ignite a crowd. So he loses the lead on the back nine, finishes 18 holes tied with Daniel Berger. But then the massive gallery surrounding the 18th, watching, waiting for something to happen. What does he do? A birdie chip in from the sand trap on the first playoff hole. It was the coolest thing. As somebody who hacks away at golf, I explained that I had that experience with the Canadian women. Now, I mean, really, to be fair, they were nice, especially the one because she belonged to the club and she was really a nice woman. But boy, they were sticklers about marking the ball. And I realized that maybe I play golf mostly with men and they don't play by the rules. I don't know. Or we just are easy about where we're marking stuff. I'm not sure. Certainly in the pro game, you can't do that and because they have so much money on the line. So I cannot believe he had a birdie chip in from the sand. And it's like, it was so cool to see it. And Spieth said it. He said it was cool. I mean, the ground was shaking. It was so loud. It's like an amphitheater. He tossed his wedge in celebration, then shared a running chest bump with his caddy. And, you know, it was a 61-foot chip. He said it was ridiculous. He said he thought it was the loudest he's heard. You know, Jordan Spieth to put it into perspective, is 23 years old. I think of this, my nephew is 16. He's like, you know, my nephew's a handful of years away from his age. Spieth is in pretty good company with what he's been able to do. 10 PGA Tour events before his 24th birthday. He joins Tiger Woods as the only golfer since 1983 to win 10 before being 24. Woods won 15. It's crazy. He said, it's a dream come true for me to chip out like that. Absolutely. And he did it wire to wire. And this first time he went wire to wire since he won the Masters, the green jacket, back in 2015. Just a great hole. And just great to see that excitement. And it's an epic shot. And it deserved an epic celebration. And he got an epic celebration. So I think that is the moment of the weekend if we're talking about sports. You know, it's interesting. Typical of America tonight, unlike all those rich guys you listen to out there that scream and yell and talk about the same thing over and over again. And bravo, by the way, I'm not knocking them to doing that. I'm all for capitalism and anyone who is creating their moments on the air or wherever to collect the coin, but not my style. And maybe it's because my interests are so broad. And I think, wow, what a country, right? We can sit here and flap our gums, argue, listen to the president, listen to various senators about our future, our health care, how it's being paid for, what we're going to have to pay, all of that. And at the same time, chill for a few minutes over it and watch some incredible athletic feats. And that absolutely, absolutely was one of them. Coming up this week, there won't be a lot of conversation, maybe a little bit at the water cooler on Monday and Tuesday in the Capitol. We got a lot of golfers there. They'll talk about the whole Spieth holing out thing on the playoff hole. But pretty much it's going to be about what happens on hump day with this Senate vote on their health care bill. And then there's going to be a couple other things that will pop up besides health care, but that's still going to be pretty big because they're hoping to get this vote, boom, done before July 4th because then you're in recession. There's a recession. That's a bad word when you connect that to money, right? They're in a recess. But you got about five senators who are against the bill, and others are also expressing their reservations. So there's a great chance that this will not happen. And just a couple of days to shake things up and try to make things happen, I suppose. And in the meantime, while all that's going on, Jared Kushner's real estate company got a loan as the bank was negotiating to settle federal and state charges that it aided a possible Russian money laundering scheme. Kushner's association with Deutsche Bank is among a number of financial matters that might come under review, probably do, by the special counsel Robert Mueller, who is the former FBI director, who's looking into Trump's son-in-law as part of the investigation into possible Russian influence on the election. My, oh, my. A penny for your thoughts. Coming up, your letters. Lots of email, a ton of email. We're going to the mailbag next on America Tonight.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
America Tonight. Boy, you flooded the mailbag once again. So without further ado, let's check the mail.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail time.
News here.
I like that tune. Mail. I'm indeed. This from Tom. Katie Cates. I've been listening to the show probably for about 6 months. I want to tell you I'm a millennial. Girl, I think you embrace all ages, and I dig that you're up on what my generation is up on, and keep it up, because if you say you're the little train, a book I never read, by the way. I think then the caboose is going to push you up the rest of the way. So keep on doing it. By the way, who are your favorite groups? Who are your favorite new musical artists? Because I hear you talk about music a ton. Who are my favorite groups? It's not hard for me to think of music just in general, because I like all kinds of different music. You know, whether if I could go back, you know, I could go back in time and tell you who I like, and I still listen to, but I'll tell you who I like. I'll tell you who I like right now. So forget the back thing. Ed Sheeran. Love Ed Sheeran. Like some Bruno Mars. Love that guy's story. Who else do I like? Chainsmokers, Imagine Dragons. I love Imagine Dragons. Listen to anything by the Imagine Dragons. Shawn Mendes would make my list. Somebody just introduced me to Daddy Yankee. I like Daddy Yankee. I would say also Sam Hunt would be there. And I'm going to give you just a couple more. I kind of like, I'm not huge on country music, some country music, only because I think I'm just, I don't know enough of it. But I do like Keith Urban, and I like, of course, Adele. I like Lady Gaga, but that's kind of Lady Gaga, old stuff. I like Metallica, if we're going old, too. What a wide-open question for me. It's interesting. You made me think about that for a second. And this is, again, off the top of my head, too, by the way, because I just cracked open this email. I'll just look at the title, and I don't... It's no fun to pre-read everything before I go on the air, so I don't do that, just in case you were wondering. Ed Sheeran, I really, really like. Really. Really. And Drake. I like Drake. All right, interesting question. Thanks for that. Let's move on to another one. How about this? This one is from Dan, listening in Sarasota. And Dan says, Kate, what do you think about this debate over body cameras and the cops and some of these local police squads who have body cams and others who say they can't afford them? Do you think body cams are the answers? Well, they're really expensive, and here's the thing, but that doesn't answer the question. I think if you had a body cam, that would stop all the controversy if you're from the police officer side, and also from the person who is encountering the police officer for whatever reason. So I think that a lot of police departments are looking for inexpensive body cameras. And I just read a story over the weekend about the Jersey City Police Department that they are going to test a smartphone app called CopCast. It allows, check this out, it allows cops to turn cell phones into body cameras. So they've been testing the system with about 10 police officers. And they think they're going to sign, well, they are going to sign an agreement this week to expand the technology to about 250 officers. They're, you know, here's the thing. Because of these officer-involved shootings, this new technology might allow more departments to afford body cameras that have a fuller picture of the encounters, which is, I think it's better for everyone. The technology is pretty intriguing. Because really, the biggest barrier to entry is the cost. It's just too much for most of these police departments to be able to afford it. So if there's a cheaper way to do it and it worked, then, yeah, why not? CopCast, I like it. A Brazilian think tank focusing on security and justice kind of issues came up with that. So smart. I think it's so smart. Free to any police department. The basic version. And then you can shop around for the storage and the support services and everything you would need. So it's smart for it to be free, the initial offering, and to test it out. So if you have Androids or iPhones, it works. And, of course, the end result, allowing police departments around the U.S. and the world to what? Have body camera technology, because they haven't had it. Copcast. I like it. That's a good question. Thanks for that one. And there's the answer. If you can afford it, if there's a way to make it affordable, then bravo. All right, here's one from Eddie. Kate, this is Fast Eddie. I don't know if you remember me. I met you one time a long time ago. And you go, I met you in Las Vegas, and you were talking about the show. And I've been listening ever since I had that introduction to you about 8 years ago or so. I remember that. So thank you for finding me. And he goes on to say that he doesn't understand what's happening with repeal and replace and how come it is so complicated. Well, I can answer this one easy. It's complicated because nobody's health care is the same, number one, because Obamacare was so bungled and premiums went sky high and not enough healthy people were on exchanges and a lot of things went wrong. And it was never tweaked. I kept hearing it was going to be tweaked and it's going to be tweaked this year and we'll do this one thing. Now, there were some wonderful things that came out of that, like coverage for years after school, a handful of years after school, after college, or not even going to college, for kids to be on health insurance until they're 26. That's brilliant. So presumably they have a little time to get their act together. And then the pre-existing conditions I think is great. Because what a panic people must be in when they have a pre-existing condition and then they can't be covered for it. Yeah, that's no good. Panic, stress, pressure when you're battling some horrible disease. A place no one wants to be in, my friends. And then this quick one from Brian who says, how about the Bloomberg contest? Did you hear about it, Kate, for millions of dollars? I did. The Bloomberg Foundation, they're putting up $17 million for a contest that encourages mayors to address critical issues themselves, to just not rely on everybody else. So 35 cities would win $100,000, 4 would get $1 million, and one grand prize winner gets $5 million. And they're talking about different projects, like the opioid epidemic, like obesity. I want to know what the criteria is, though, for this. Who gets to judge? That would be interesting to know. I guess all American cities with at least 30,000 people are eligible to apply. The applications are due in October. The winners are going to be announced at the end of October. Ooh, sounds interesting. To win that loot would be pretty good, right? Certainly for those cities. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.